Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported there is one new COVID-related death in the city. There have been two deaths this week from the disease. PHSD said the specific cause of death has not yet been determined, but the location of the death was Greater Sudbury. The total local death count going back to March of 2020 now stands at 150. PHSD also reported there are only 20 newly confirmed COVID cases in the city. There are also 6 active outbreaks in Sudbury, including 2 at the hospital. PHSD reported that 15,805 total accumulated cases have occurred in the Sudbury jurisdiction since the pandemic began. PHSD also reported that 15,574 of those cases have been resolved in the same time period. PHSD said this means there are currently 131 known active cases in the health unit area. Note: the accuracy of new cases and known cases cannot be confirmed each day because COVID-19 testing is no longer being done for all suspected cases that occur in the community. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. With respect to the possible locations of the newly reported cases, PHSD said 22 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 4 new cases were assigned to the Rural Sudbury District and 5 new cases for the Manitoulin District. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 5,511 total cases, an increase of 12 cases. The next highest number was 4,182 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 8. There were also 2,706 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 1. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 2,296 cases total, an increase of 3. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 1,101 cases, an increase of 7 cases. In the not specified category, there were 9 cases, no change. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 431,527 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 114 since testing was last carried out and reported on Wednesday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 81.8% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit is reporting a number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. There are 5 active COVID outbreaks as of May 27. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 25 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital website reported Friday. This includes 4 COVID patients in the intensive care unit. There were 9 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there are currently 2 active outbreaks at the hospital, with 1 outbreak on the 4th floor North Tower as of May 16 and the 3rd floor South Tower as of May 9. Both are being closely monitored, said HSN. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,096 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. The province also reported 154 COVID patients are in intensive care units. Also today, the province reported 14 COVID-19 deaths.